You're listening to Call Me Mommy. I'm Kate.
I'm Veronica.
Grab some booze and let's get real.
We're back.
You're listening to Call Me Mommy. I'm Kate.
I'm Veronica.
And it's been a while.
It has, and so much has happened.
It has. Well, we took a really long break, and I'm not gonna lie, it was really nice.
It was. But I also missed this.
Yeah, but we had so much to do. We had so much. Oh my God. We had so much to do. It really didn't have to be so much to do. But the long story short is that 13 doors got in our way. As some of you may know, we record in my garage inside of my vehicle.
Mm-hmm. The mom-mobile.
The mom-mobile was moved.
To the street where mm-hmm. the hobos are.
It was supposed to be for 2 weeks. And it ended up being closer to...
3 months?
2 months?
Three.
Two.
Really?
Yeah. But then there were things that came up after that. So
3 months.
But... anyways, so 2 months.
Three.
On a project that really should have taken...
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yep. At maximum.
Mm-hmm. So, I have new doors in my house. They're all painted.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. So, something exists called a maintenance-free door. Okay? These are doors that are primed with, like, a plastic coating and colored any color you want. Do you know they never need paint? They do not scratch. They're beautiful doors. And at the end of the day, they cost about $100 more per door than a plain wood untreated door.
But factor in all the supplies and the paintbrushes right. and the rollers and the frustration.
And what turned into really a 4 month project because little door handles had to be added to some bifold doors later.
By tomorrow.
The project, if we had spent the extra $100 per door, would have taken a weekend. But no one listens to me.
I listen.
Everyone's like, well.
Got it. So, no one listens.
And then what became frustrating was it was also a project that a toddler would not enjoy. So it was a lot of time spent in the garage painting, listening to music, and having an interactive playset around. So yeah. It was long. It was stressful.
I'm getting flashbacks and they're not good ones.
It was long. It was stressful. It was a lot. And then just like work and other things came up. And this was the very last thing.
That I didn't even really have time for. Or the energy,
really.
I was
going to say, or energy.
Or inspiration. We really didn't have much to talk about when we capped it off.
Well, I think it's just, we're going on a year and a half of COVID, mm-hmm. right? We don't go out.
Yeah. So there's no actual stimulation or like new experiences to talk about.
Right. Like maybe I'll see something fun, like a snake when I'm out on a walk. Maybe something weird happens at work. But aside from that, like, you know, we're not traveling. We're not doing any of that. I mean, at the end of the day, I guess if you're doing that, it is what it is. I have my opinions on it. We'll probably chat about it later this episode. But I have a 3-year-old, mm-hmm. a 3-year-old that cannot be vaccinated. That is highly at risk, so there doesn't really make a lot of sense for us to run around and do these things. So, we stay home.
We have fun.
So, we stay home. We get out on the water. We did have a weekend where we caught a ton of crabs and were able to have fresh crab for dinner and the following breakfast.
It was delicious.
That was nice. Right?
We played a lot of Mario.
Played a lot of Mario. We've gone on a lot of hikes.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken a lot of really long road trips.
They've gone easier, though.
They really haven't. The last one was the shortest one. Do you know what I don't like? My driving being criticized.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what I'm looking for sometimes. So here's the thing. We're on this road trip. My husband knows what he is looking for. I do not know what I am looking for. So I ask the question, do you see them? Do you see their vehicle? I asked it really nicely. I did. I was just like, I don't understand what you're pointing at. You're saying straight ahead. I don't know what I'm looking for. Like straight ahead doesn't give me any details. Can you say straight ahead? You're looking for, you know, the pink flamingo in the front house. Straight ahead doesn't help me. And what I said, I don't understand straight ahead. Where straight ahead? Are you fucking blind? Do you need glasses? Well, yes, I do need glasses. And yes, I'm actually legally blind. Thank you for asking. But that's really not the way to address it. And then I made the mistake of saying, God, why do you have to be such a dick? So now my daughter says, Daddy, why are you such a dick? So really, it was a road trip that has created a lot more chaos than it probably should have.
Yeah, well, it started rocky, but then it got better. It wasn't bad. She behaved. She told us that she pooped in her porta potty, though. That was fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's for. That was good. I also got yelled at. So my husband has the bladder of a chipmunk. It is weird that we should not stop on a 30-minute trip. Like 30 minutes into a trip.
Yep.
It's like, well, can you pull over? I have to go to the bathroom. Like, did you not go before we left? And he did. So I don't know. I don't know. But our daughter had done really well. And it's about 5 minutes before our arrival. And she's like, I got to pee. Well, when she says, I got to pee, like, you she's got to pee. And so I pulled over into this little area that's cut off. And the response I got to was like, well, what if people come? What if people turn into a dead end with 10 feet of space?
It is a park, too, wasn't it?
Well, no, it was the beginning of a closed business. Like, they'd shut their... Normally, it would be, like, the entrance to, I don't know, like, let's say Boeing Field or something. And they gated it up. So, like, people knew it was closed. If they turned in and needed to turn around, then they were just idiots. Because they could have gone 5 feet and actually turned at a light.
Also, like, who's ever been like, oh, God, that kid is going potty out in public? No one gives a shit about kids going to the bathroom. A grown-ass adult? Yes. I'm sorry. I don't want to see your wiener out.
So, but yeah. So, no. So, a lot of road trips. The last one was, yeah. Yeah. It was.
I think it was better than some other ones we've had.
Probably. Well, that was because I was driving. So, I am a very courteous host in my vehicle, I feel. My husband and I have very different views on...
Music?
Yes.
Yeah.
And how you should behave when you have other people in your vehicles. Right? So, well, I mean, I don't, like, fart in general. But if I had someone in my car, I certainly wouldn't fart. He has no qualms farting in front of the guests of his vehicle.
No, I have not witnessed that in the car, thankfully.
Oh, all right.
Hasn't happened yet.
And then I pick a playlist that everyone can enjoy. It is definitely not my favorite playlist. Right. Like, it's not my jam, but it's stuff that I feel like everyone can appreciate on some level, right? I'm catering to someone that only loves music from the 70s and 80s.
Because terrible music taste.
Someone that really loves Minnie Mouse. Someone whose favorite song is Driver's License. And then me, who is really more like, I don't know, like, alternative or singer song. I don't know.
Okay. Well, first of all, your and my music taste is very, very similar. I just happen to appreciate Driver's License for what it is, and you knock on it because, I don't know, you're like an elder millennial.
A Gen Xer. But anyways, so
an
I like...
An elder millennial. Thank you.
I pick a playlist everybody can enjoy. You know, I try to have the setting so it's not too cold, it's not too hot, like, everyone can feel comfortable.
I thoroughly enjoy when we are in your vehicle.
But I'm just saying, I'm a different host. I'm a different host in the car.
I love that you're talking about, like, hosting a road trip, because I've never thought of it that way.
Well, like, you have to be courteous of the other people in the vehicle. It's not all about me.
True, but, like, no, I've never heard of it being said, like, I host people in my car.
Well, I do.
It's cool.
So
it should become a thing. Like, are you a good car host or not?
Yeah. Well, I think I'm a lovely car host.
Yeah, I would agree.
I also know if it's going to be a long trip, I have a bag for trash and I have a bag for recycling.
Yeah, no, that's
good. I pack snacks.
You do?
Well, for the baby.
No, in the past you packed too.
See? Like, I am ready. And this is the best part about when I host a car trip. I'm ready to go. My vehicle is ready to go. It is clean. Nothing has to be shuffled around for people to, like, sit down.
True.
Right? Everything can just slide into its place. I kind of know where everything goes. Like, if we're bringing a cooler, it goes in the back. It sits with the dog. If we're bringing snacks, there's a little backpack for the babe. And it sits in the back next to her along with a book she might need or something to play with. And, like, we have drinks, everything. Everything is ready to go. It's so easy. And then it's just a drive out.
Although, the way that you talk about leaving time, I realize is very different from how I read reading time or leaving time. So, like, you're like, hey, like, let's leave at 9. And it was like, well, 9 or, like, at the latest 9:30, right? So, everyone, I assumed, be in the car by 9:25, essentially. And you're like, no, like 9 o'clock the next day. And I was like,
Because we had said leave at 9, and then but like 9:30 is like the absolute latest we can leave. So here I am, I'm planning. I'm like, 9:30 is the contingency plan.
You should have said 8:30, 9 o'clock, that and becomes then the contingency
plan. Nine, well, no, that would have just been stupid because 8:30 is way too early to get everyone ready and myself.
You wanted to leave by 9, which means I know, you would have had to be done by 8:30.
We said, hey, leave by 9, ready to go at 9. Okay, 9:30 is the absolute latest. So I'm working off the assumption that we're all working towards 9, but if something happens, if things go crazy, if the day goes awry, that 9:30 is a contingency plan. So I'm ready. I have bathed. I've bathed my daughter. I've packed everything. I've taken the dog out. Yeah. I've fed the cat. I have made myself coffee. I mean, I have everything locked and loaded, ready to go. And at this point in time, it's 8:30, and I come downstairs, and my husband is sitting on the couch. I'm like, are you not going to shower?
Well, 9:30. Yeah, because like, we agreed, 9:30.
I'm like, but I'm like, it's 8:30. It's 8:30, and you take the longest to get ready of anyone. The longest by, like, an hour and a half more. I'm like, you can't just be sitting on your butt watching the Olympics at 8:30 because now you're never going to be ready to leave.
But we agreed 9:30.
But he still wasn't ready to leave at 9:30. Everyone agreed 9:30, and we still weren't ready at 9:30.
Okay. I was in the car at, what, like 9:20 because I was like, oh, wait, you're done? I mean, I was done. I just wasn't rushing. I could have been in the car at 9.
Contingency plan time is contingency plan time. It's not what we aim for.
No.
We aim for an earlier time.
And then we said 9:30.
Was the latest we could leave. That means we should all be gearing up, ramping up to be ready to go before. Okay,
so I guess long story made short, next time you want to leave at 9, you say 8:35, latest 9 o'clock.
And then we're going to leave at 9:30.
Well, I don't know what you want from me. I'm just saying how it reads.
I'm just going to start driving out of the garage with my daughter at whatever time we pick, and whoever is not in the car can either run behind me until I feel enough guilt to pull over.
Don't say whoever. We're literally talking about one person, because if you tell me to be ready at a certain time, which you did not tell me to be done at 9, I'll be in the car at 8:55.
Okay.
That is how that works. Have I ever been late?
I'm hooking up a skateboard on a rope to the back of my car. I'm going to start driving out. And if anyone wants to get in the vehicle at any point in time that wasn't ready
before I left,
can hop on the skateboard and I will pull them down the road until they either fall off or I need to be more clear with your leave times. Oh my God. We would like to leave at 9 o'clock. 9:30 is the absolute latest we can leave. 9 o'clock. We would like to leave at 9 o'clock. 9:30 is the absolute latest. We would like to leave at 9. 9:30 is the absolute latest. I don't even understand
just
how that cannot be more clear.
9 o'clock. We're leaving at 9 o'clock.
Oh, my God. You are literally the worst robot that has ever existed on the face of the planet because you didn't understand 9 o'clock. Like, we are trying to leave at 9 o'clock. 9:30 is the latest.
Do you know how robots work?
You are poorly programmed.
Yeah. And you programmed me. Maybe you should be more clear with your instructions.
I didn't realize that I had to upload software for you to understand.
Software needs to be updated and upgraded, and you have to install it and restart the system so that it reboots properly.
Mm, it actually doesn't. There is a sign when I drive to work. It's a sign that always changes, and it's always, I love it. There's a reason that I drive that way when I go to work. But it actually said 2021 needs a reboot, still has a virus.
It does. That is really
dark
good.
And fucked up. Yeah, I know. It's always a good sign. Always a good sign.
Yeah. Well, I'm a robot.
So.
I am a robot.
That's another thing. So when we talk, oh my God, when we talk about the pandemic and everything else, right? Like, not going to lie, we were super excited to go out and get our vaccines, did it as early as we possibly could.
Yeah, we were like scouting the lines and scouting the centers and even like we're feeling a bit guilty for like being qualified, but like still jumping the line, really.
Right. And what is wild is the day that we went in for our first round, there were 13 available appointments the day before. That means there were 13 appointments that no one wanted to take, which is just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
So we went, we did it, did the second one. That's like a whole other thing too. Like, that would have been really bad recording because for 2 days I thought I was going to die. The day after the second vaccine, I really like could not get out of bed, and we were...
Yeah, you looked miserable. I mean, I felt horrible and I looked terrible, but you were even worse off. However, you healed up, or I guess recuperated much, much faster. I still had symptoms throughout the entire week. Headaches and random nausea and dizziness. Like, it wasn't bad, but it was like
there. First day I thought I was going to die. And I think that was actually why it was really good to take a break too. So that kicked off a lot of the house projects.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
You never the day do that again.
After our second vaccine was the day that I scheduled to have
flooring done.
The flooring done downstairs. All the furniture had to be moved out. Most of the furniture got moved out. Veronica did that the day of the second vaccine.
No, the first vaccine.
No, it was the second.
Was it? Oh, yeah. Because I knew what was going to happen and I was just ready for it. I didn't want to. I knew time was of the essence and I was working against it.
What we didn't move was appliances.
Because we weren't exactly told to. I will do what I'm told to, but when I'm not, then I can't do it.
So I don't know if you guys have ever tried to move an oven. Well, you can barely, I don't know, stand for 5 seconds.
Function, and
everything.
Breathe,
yeah, everything in your body hurts. But yeah, so that was a thing that happened.
And then we were told we had to move the fridge. And I think I looked at you and I was like, I'm going to cry. Like, I'm going
to
cry.
Yeah. So then I had to crawl over a bunch of stuff trying to figure out where the shutoff is for the water in my fridge.
While you're like,
such
pain and dizzy and a headache and nausea, all that stuff.
And when I finally get myself wedged into a corner, the contractor, who was super nice, was like, JK, you don't have to move it. I can figure it out.
And he did such a good job.
Yeah, because he found the caulk and balls. And I guess that was all you needed to like turn the water off.
Such interesting.
I don't remember what it's called.
No, that is exactly what it's called.
It's not called a caulk and balls. That is what I call it because I can't remember what.
Yeah, that's what your hubby said it was.
No, that's not. It's a caulk and balls. It hasn't.
Oh God! Can you say it one more time?
Oh my God!
Verification.
Okay. Anyways, there. If any of you have water that runs to your refrigerator, you have a caulk and balls in the back that you can turn off. That's not what it's called, but that's what it is. All right. So anyways, he turned off the caulk and balls. He moved the fridge himself. He was delightful. I went back upstairs and died.
All in the while, we're entertaining a 3-year-old who's not feeling any of the symptoms, is on her best behavior given the circumstances, and I actually ended up giving her a bath too. So like, we had a super productive day for something we should have just been vegetabled out for.
Yeah. Oh, but then the end of the night, that was a thing. That was a thing that happened. Ugh. So we haven't had, basically, she's been living off of, you know, whatever we can find to
goldfish.
Eat because we have contractors downstairs. It's like,
I think goldfish and pita chips were her main food groups that
right.
day.
And so it's dinner time. I'm like, I actually want to make her food. I can't move the oven. I ask my husband to move the oven and he freaks out. And he's like, well, I'm hungry. I need you to order me food. I'm like, you're a grown ass fucking adult. You can grab a snack out of the refrigerator. Like, our child, like, what, do you want her to just move the oven herself and make herself dinner? Like, no, I'm sorry. You come second. And at this point in time, I'm going to feed the cat and dog before you have food.
Mom, I'll get my own noodles.
It's just mind-boggling.
I feed
it's
myself,
just,
mother.
It's just, it's a thing.
It definitely, like, brought out the worst and the best in all of us. I think for, like, a good, I don't know, month and a half, there was, like, absolutely nothing good I could say. It just was so mad.
Well, and then
I think I had a couple of breakdowns, too, because I was like, I should not be moving a heavy-ass fridge or a heavy-ass oven or anything while I'm super sick.
No. Like, well, then the doors came after that, and there must have been so much bad juju in the house and so much talk of, like, the doors and projects that my daughter woke up one night, like, crying, screaming, and she doesn't really have nightmares. Like, it's not some, like, she doesn't have nightmares.
Yeah.
And she woke up, and she was like, screaming, and I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? What's wrong? And she was like, the face, there were silly eyes in the door. And I'm like, what? And she's like, there were silly eyes in the door, and you yelled at Nana, and then you were in the door. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, and it was something that she talked about for a while afterwards, and even drew a picture of the silly eyes
really
in the
scary.
Door, and it was terrifying.
I didn't like it.
It looked like a demon beast coming out of a mist of fire. I don't know. It was just, ugh.
I mean, to be fair, I'm surprised that there were no actual murders committed throughout this whole project, because even I snapped.
I mean, so here's the thing, though.
You're more patient than I am, but once I hit my point, I'm done.
So no murders were committed. But that doesn't mean I haven't thought about the best way to get away with it now. So there's that.
How to get away with murder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was my favorite show until you ruined it for me and gave away one of the critical plot
lines. Oh, my God. It was like 2 seasons past and you were talking about how you liked it. So I just figured that you would have seen, like, seeing as I was 2 seasons behind, you would have at some point, whatever. So, but then I think they, like, they twisted it around so he didn't actually die. I don't know. There was just a lot of stuff.
I stopped watching it after you gave me the spoiler. I was like, and I'm good.
Okay. Well,
I guess
he died, but I don't think he died. Ooh.
I moved on.
Okay. So no, it was a lot. And then I think everything's been frustrating since then because it's just like you have these idiots like Veronica's mom who told her that she is now a robot that's always connected to Wi-Fi.
It was so weird.
Because she's vaccinated.
She told me to like grab my iPad and scan myself. And I'm like, first of all, how do you do that? Like, you know that your phone actually does have, like, a map rendering of your face, which is how it unlocks everything? And I'm pretty sure she has the updated iPhone 12, so, like,
I don't... Here's the thing. If you weirdos that won't get vaccines because you're afraid the government is going to track and control you, have you ever noticed that when you're talking about something in front of your phone, Google all of a sudden pulls it towards your ads? The vaccine didn't do that for you. What? Your phone did it for you. Google is watching you. And really, what are you doing that's so fucking interesting that you think the government wants to control you? But then again, there's a whole bunch of other crazy theories out there about these nutters that don't want vaccines, right? There's like, oh, well, there's these weird side effects. Okay, well, do you take, like, I don't know, medicine for your heart or asthma or headaches? Because FYI, they all have side effects, you stupid inbred fucking moron hicks. Okay? Here's another thing. Oh, well, Trump didn't get it. He doesn't... Bitch, he got it as soon as he could fucking get it. Him and the whole damn COVID family got it. Mm-hmm. So, it's just... I can't... I'm not going to get into it. I just think if you don't get a vaccine, you're an idiot and you're selfish. And I get it if you can't. And that's one thing, like...
But that's why you should be able to rely on your community and society to do the right thing.
Take care of you and do the right thing. And then there are people in other countries that are literally dying waiting for the vaccine. And we have a glut of vaccine in the United States, and you have a bunch of fucking bumpkins that don't believe in it. And then you have even crazier people that now believe that you're going to be rounded up if you don't have the vaccine, and that Biden is going to shoot you in the arm and make sure you're vaccinated. Which, honestly, like, that sounds really nice. I say go for it. But, again, like... These people, I don't even know what to call them. These awful people that I hate so much, they're just, I don't get how you don't believe in facts and science, and I don't get how you can, like, pick and choose, right? Polio, at one point in time, was eradicated because of vaccines. Vaccines have been around for a very long time. Like, you rely on medical science for other things. You rely on your doctor to give you the right prescriptions. So why all of a sudden...
Which is something you should not be reliant on.
And here's the other thing.
You should advocate more for yourself when it comes to prescriptions than just taking it blindly.
Well, and here's the other... Oh my God. I've talked about it before. I have a strong hatred for social media. And I think it's because of things like... I don't know. It's just like so much false information goes out there. And here's a really good example. And it's not meant to poke fun at Veronica. But
I seriously believed it.
She did.
Because someone else had told me years ago and I just never looked into it. So I'm sorry.
So Veronica comes to me one morning and she's like, oh my God, there is this place in Montana that we absolutely have to go to. Like, no scientist can explain it, but you walk out onto the dock and just your body leans. And she goes,
I believed it. And
no scientist can explain it. Like, they just don't know. Like, it's this crazy vortex of voodoo magic.
Well, and realistically, too, I did Google it, but it also was really late at night, and I must have clicked on whatever I wanted to see because selective vision.
Yeah. So, you know, she's
I'm so convinced that it's not.
She's like, no scientist can explain it. And here she's
like fascinated by it.
She normally researches things, and I'm like, this is really weird that, like, this is, like, a thing. And seriously, I Google it, and it's like, so Montana's mystery house of, you know,
illusions,
magic illusions. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I just wanted, like, it so badly to be true. Like,
no scientist can explain it, but yet they've written about why these things look, yeah, because they're illusions. They wrote optical illusions.
They want you to think that.
Oh my God, I can't. I just, so here you have all of these things, like, well, and then the other thing on TikTok is these people that are like, oh, look, I scanned myself and a barcode showed up. And I'm like, oh, because you put something underneath your shirt and then you scanned over your shirt. I can't. And the fact that people fucking believe it because they're so fucking stupid and gullible. Oh my, you guys are all fucking, you talk about sheeples, right? Sheeples running around or sheeple running around wearing masks. Like, what the fuck? You believe the shit you see? You are a goddamn sheeple, you stupid sheeple.
But I tricked so many people with the key trick. Like, credible people that are not gullible, and yet they believed me.
Oh my God. I can stick anything to my face or my arm because I'm constantly oily and sweaty.
But do you see how if it comes from a person that you actually trust, how things get spread really quickly? Because I could have been like, yeah, no, this is real. And then it would have continued and continued.
I just can't. I just can't. I just can't. I just can't. I can't with people.
So just so you guys know, if you stick like a key onto your forehead, it'll stay stuck. Like you just have to make sure that there's some kind of moisture. So I don't know if you want to like cough on the key or whatever, because it's really gross.
I make mine own. I know. I'm always glistening. Yep. Like I said, I could probably put a weight on my forehead and it would stay.
I have a very dewy finish to my face. It keeps me young.
I don't know. It's just, it's so wild. It's wild. It is wild to me how stupid people are. Like, I get it. I am by no means the smartest person that ever lived, right? Yeah. But I can research stuff. And I have common sense.
She researches hard.
And, like, I can go to various sources for different things, and I can compare notes and kind of, like, analyze things. I'm also a true believer that, for the most part, like, when people tell you things, the truth is somewhere in the middle, unless you're one of these crazy anti-vaxxers, and then, like, I don't...
Is it not a robot?
Well, yeah, you are. I already told you. Your mom was right for you. For everyone else, no.
Why? That's not, I don't know, nice.
That's just how the vaccine affected you.
Got it. Okay.
So I use you for Wi-Fi all the time. How do you think I was able to hook up my computer when we were on the road trip so that I could work?
The Veronica Wi-Fi channel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It says Veronica, open network. And I'm like, perfect. No password required.
Wait. So I'm like.
You're like public Wi-Fi.
I'm easy Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Don't like this.
You are the sluttiest Wi-Fi out there.
Ugh, this escalated quickly.
So. But again, so, but like circling back, when your mom told you that you were a robot, you should have known that she was clearly whacked out of her gourd just in general, because she said to make sure to pass on her love to everyone, especially me.
Yeah, she said she adored you.
There is no love lost between us. If any of you have caught the contract episode, Veronica's mom is a whack job. And let's just say she does not love me.
Maybe she's changed her mind. Maybe, like, the good old...
Oh, my God. She believes that a vaccine makes you a robot with slutty Wi-Fi.
No, you think I'm a slutty Wi-Fi. My mom just finds me a robot. She doesn't know what I do and how public it is and whatever. And that I'm an open network, apparently.
I just can't. I
imagine how frustrating it is to be on the receiving end of it. And like, so my mother is clearly like of the religious upbringing background, and she picks and chooses what she likes in the doctrine, which is really unfortunate, because I'm honestly, I could agree with her. I think I am a robot, because if something does not make sense to me, I literally, my brain just churns and churns and churns, and it's like, I keep chanting, does not compute, does not compute. You've seen it happen. And it's to the point where, like, you've given me an answer, but I don't understand. And I, like, yeah. And then I go haywire, which is how my anxiety works. But in any case, I don't understand how, like, the church tells you this when there's clearly smart people in the church. And I really feel like it's a profit thing, because the faster you get people into the church, the more tithings they give. And the more you really support these god-awful pastors and ministers that don't pay taxes and live in mansions. I'm really long-winded because this is really important to me. I really hate the fact that the church makes money and that we don't tax them. They spread propaganda and then teach people the wrong thing, and then, what? It's dangerous.
Just like social media.
I don't think social media is as dangerous.
Down with organized religion and social media.
No! Don't take away my social media.
I'm starting a revolution.
That would actually make a lot of people really sad. Because there are people that use it for good, and you can't take it away.
Well, I'm going to start rounding up the people I don't like. And oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, so.
Oh, my. We might actually have to cut that out. That is. That's bad.
That was bad.
That was bad.
That was real bad.
That was real bad.
That came out of my mouth, and then I realized how bad that was.
Normally, it would stop you, but that is bad.
That's bad, yeah. That was a mistake to say.
I'm going
to
erase that.
Yeah.
Don't get rid of my social media.
Social media blackout. I don't know. I'm going to work on something. Some plans I know you can't go forward with. So, I will.
I mean, there's violence and there's violence.
I'm headed back to my drawing board. I'm not allowed to have any opinions.
No. Oh, my God. Victim much? You're allowed to have a binge, just not that one.
Okay. So
I'm actually going to leave that and just bleep the whole thing out so people will wonder what exactly you said.
Oh my God, I'm a monster. So all right. So now everyone knows where I stand on everything.
Because it's bleeped out. So you can just let your imagination run wild.
Going back to my drawing board. Going to reevaluate my plans in life. Figure out what is going to work for me in terms of making people see and believe what I want them to see and believe, other than what I previously hinted at, because that is monstrous.
And you'll never know what it is.
So, yeah, it's actually, well, what's actually very sad is it's the same plan that I have for homeless people. So.
Oh, please don't revisit all of our episodes so that you figure out what she just said.
I won't. But it's fine. If you're homeless because you're like down on your luck, that's one thing. But if you're homeless because you're a drug addict and you're scary to walk by and you punch people in the face, then that's like, I mean, that's a mental health issue. But like, we also need some programs in place. And for those of you that know where I live, you know that it's becoming a really bad problem, so much so that the mayor came out and basically, between the homeless population and the drug use and the ever-increasing gun violence and our lack of police force, because the Seattle City Council felt that it would be appropriate to defund the police without any contingency plan in place in terms of who picked up mental health calls and working with homeless encampments. And we pay millions and millions and millions of dollars to nonprofits and nothing is really being done. So it's just a giant shit show. Seattle City Council, fuck you.
Well, and it was easy to make that decision at the time, too, because, like, no one was walking the streets for the most part. Everything was deserted. Everyone was at the...
It wasn't easy to make that decision at the time, because if you looked at the core of downtown Seattle and the pandemic, like, everything was already gone to... it had already gone to shit. Okay. You just spread it everywhere else. The fact that a child can be grabbed in a park, make it away, call the police, and have the police never show up, that's wild.
So, Seattle's not exactly the safest city. Maybe stay away for a while until we get our shit together.
So, I'm going to do the same thing to the Seattle City Council that I'm going to do to homeless people and crazy
social media people,
anti-vaxxers and social media people that spread false propaganda.
And y'all will never know what that is. Is the curiosity killing you?
It shouldn't be. You would never tune in again. So, I guess I'm just over it. I guess it's just really, things are really frustrating right now because I feel like I'm stuck in this constant, endless cycle of like really wanting to believe that people can be better and will choose to be better, only to find out that people are just, they're selfish and they're stupid and they're gullible, and it just makes me sad.
Yeah, no, I have pretty much lost all hope. I'm not as chipper and as lively as I used to be. People are awful. You guys don't make the right decisions. Like, I don't know. I don't know how you could not get your vaccine yet. I get those people that are immune compromised. I get people that maybe have like a fear of needles or stuff like that. For some reason, to me, is explained. Like, for instance, I will never take a COVID test. I can't get COVID. I can't put myself in situations where I would have to get tested because I won't do it. I will probably faint. I don't like things up my nose.
Well, just so you know,
I'm not doing it.
Those testing strips are just for you.
I'm not.
I'm going to tie you to a tree. I'm going to put your arms behind your back, and I'm going to stick that testing strip so far up your nose it touches your brain.
And I'm not going to uncensor what you said earlier.
Both fall if one falls. Think about it.
No, because I'll be the one that survives. Mm. And I'm going to be like, that Veronica, she's all right. We're going to tune into her podcast, Surviving the Harassment and the Assault of the Tied Up Tree Plan, or I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'll work on the title. She's also staring at me, so I'm getting really nervous.
Yeah. Your plan needs a little workshopping. Don't forget, I know where you sleep.
You do, sadly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's nice.
I'll sleep in my car.
Awfully brave when the mic is open.
I'm never brave, not even when the mic is open. Did you guys not hear my whimpering like tone of voice and how it's changed from brave to like, please don't hurt me, because she can and she will.
Mm-hmm. Not in a physical way, because I'm scarier than that. Oh my God.
Okay, she's really not that bad. She just likes to have a big bark. She has no bite. Nodding her head with a maniacal look in your eyes does not change my opinion. I have lived with you for over a year. Your bark is a lot louder than your bite ever is.
It's because I've never been pushed.
I try not to push you.
I was thinking about, oh my God. So I actually have, oh my God, I have rage issues. So the $800 vacuum that is that is coming to the house, I was like, oh my God, what if the people that ordered this vacuum that hacked the account, like, what if they know where we live, like, and they can't reroute it? And so they're like,
can you give context?
Oh, sure.
You just jumped into it. Like, everyone's supposed to know what transpired.
My husband gives me a call yesterday. He's like, did you order an $800 vacuum? I'm like, what the fuck? No, I didn't order an $800 vacuum. Like, I would talk to you before making an $800 vacuum purchase. I mean, I don't talk to you about anything else, but like when it comes to my purchasing, but that I would talk to you about. So turns out someone hacked his Walmart account, placed an order for this vacuum. Well, so we cancel the card, do all this stuff. It looks like Walmart's already shipped the vacuum. And I'm thinking in my head, well, if their plan was to reroute it, like they clearly knew what our address was, mm-hmm. right? And they're going to have to use it to reroute it. So I'm like, so what if they're in the area? So then I was like, man, like, what would I do? And I'm like, well, I guess I would just hide behind my front door waiting for the package to arrive with my taser and my metal baseball bat. So someone tried to steal the $800 vacuum off my porch, I would tase the shit out of them and then beat them senseless in front of my Ring camera, which would probably get me arrested later, with my metal baseball bat to teach them a lesson about how you shouldn't steal people's shit off their porch or, more importantly, like, via the internet. I thought about this today. This was a thing that went through my mind. And that
would have to help you there, right?
That is when I realized, oh my God, I have some issues I need to work through when I'm planning how I'm going to punish someone that stole my credit card information and bought an $800 vacuum.
I mean, here I am thinking, how am I going to help this plan? But is it sad that I'm going along with
this plan? I have yet to use my taser, so it was part of it was really exciting.
Ooh.
Right? To see what it looked like. But my metal baseball bat was my backup plan, because if my taser didn't work, I needed to beat the shit out of
this. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I tase you and I watch what happens!
No.
Oh.
This Halloween, you know where I'm getting at.
No, I can't. They're children. Well, they're not children. They're like in their 20s. Well, no, I think they were in their high. They were high school kids, so now they're maybe 20. No, I have something better planned for them.
A bucket of worms?
No.
Can you share with the class?
No.
So she has nothing. Okay.
It's going to involve like an amped up version of that prank where someone pretends to be a stuffed scarecrow on their porch, and when someone walks up to grab candy, they like come to life and freak them out, except for it's going to be better.
Oh, but there's a kid involved. There's like a little 7-year-old that doesn't know any better, aside from the fact that
I'm not going to grab a little 7-year-old.
You're going to probably make him wet his pants and scarred for life.
And then he will never go out with his shitty siblings ever again, and he will learn better. He will know better.
You're going to turn him into a serial killer.
No.
His trauma, like,
he was dressed as Elmo and was like, yay, candy, when he ran away.
And that's supposed to make the scenario better?
He'll be fine.
John Wayne Gacy, dressed as a clown, went to kids in the hospitals to cheer them up and make them better, and then did the nasty with a bunch of young boys and chopped them up and put them underneath the floorboards.
The kid will be fine. The kid will be fine.
Yeah?
I've seen some shit in my day. I'm okay.
Debatable.
I'm a functioning member of society. I might not be okay, but I function in society and most people don't know.
So you're a sociopath.
I'm good.
So I guess you had a lot of rage that got pent up that probably needed to be expressed on the podcast a lot earlier, because I'm realizing, like, there's a lot you're getting out of your chest.
I know. Well, it just means that next week's episode, I will have calmed down.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
There's going to be so many more things for you to get angry about.
I know. Because you have a list of things that I know you've purposely crafted to anger me.
Yeah. Well, and there's topics, too. I think there will be some interesting research projects and just random banter. I also have reaction stuff. So, like, I'll play you clips and you'll have a reaction and everyone will see how you react. Hence reaction.
Probably just have to, like, bleep it out again. So, I guess...
I've never had to bleep out much before, but what you said earlier, that was bad.
Mm-hmm. I'm owning it right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Said it and instantly regretted it, but it is fine. On that note, I'm sure I will probably say something and instantly regret it next week too, but we will have to wait until then for you to judge me.
And clearly we can't go live anytime soon.
No. I really need to work on my verbal vomit. So, all right. Thanks for listening to Call Me Mommy. We'll catch you next week.
And I'm not a robot.
Beep, bop, boop. Thanks again for listening to Call Me Mommy. Don't forget, you can hear us every single week on platforms such as Anchor FM, Spotify, iTunes, and so many more. We're also on Instagram and Twitter, so hit us up and join the conversation.